I've got braces on my teeth, and I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last.
And that's right. Don't laugh at me. We're, again, on the Jumbo Braille program with you here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome one, welcome all to our program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, prayer requests, praises, because we once again have Dr. Doug Quick with us again as he continues his series as he's been doing, and we've been learning a lot from John chapter 3 on how you must be born again. And I know that our listeners have been learning a lot, and right now we got a few listeners for you, Brother Quick, that got a few prayer requests here just before you get started, so we're going to let them take care of that real quick, and then we'll get you started.
Emily,
I spotted you there.
Maybe you did. Maybe it's my ghost.
Well, go ahead, Em. What kind of prayer request you got for us tonight?
Just my housing and... Kenny, when you get the chance, you know what's been going on.
All right.
As far as when we did the recording thing, off the air, you can explain to Brother Quick about that one.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll give Brother Quick a call right after the show, okay, Brother Quick? And we'll give you a call and explain, but it's an unspoken request for you.
All right, that's great.
Okay, is that it, Em?
Yeah.
All right, well, then we're going to turn the mic over to Brother Quick, as he's got a good message for us tonight, and we're going to hear from him on this. He must be born again. It's been a... Huh?
Hello.
I got my dump truck backed up for a load.
That's right. All right. So take her away, Brother Quick. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be with you all again this evening. And we have been having quite a study on what it means to be born again and what takes place being born again. And I'll be talking about that same thing again tonight. I'm going to be coming out of 1 Peter chapter number 1 and beginning at verse number 13 is where I'm going to be speaking to you tonight about. And I just want you to understand, how does being born again change anyone? Because all of us need some changes, that is for sure. And this world that we live in needs desperately some changes, that is for sure. Well, before we start this, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Our Father, thank you again for this privilege that you've given for us to be able to be on the radio waves with Brother Six Eyes and Brother Ken and the rest of the staff there. And Lord, for Emily listening, we're just glad that she's listening. And I know that there's a good number of other ones that are listening. And Father, I'm just asking tonight that you'd help each one of us to listen and help each one of us to listen to our own heart. Help each one of us to answer that question in our own heart, tively, 100% sure, born again. And we'll sure thank you and praise you for all that takes place here this night. Be with us now and help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me read a couple of verses here, and then I'm going to come back and explain some things as we get started here. How does being born again change anyone? And we don't have to look very far before we'll find people all around us that need changes. Most of them don't think they need changes, but they need changes. According to the Word of God, they need changes. I understand that because I have been born again. I've been a child of God for some 63 or 64 or 5 years. I've been in the family for a long time. And tomorrow is my anniversary because on the 22nd of October, 1973, God called me to preach. And so tomorrow is my anniversary, and we will be very thankful for all that the Lord has done for these last 48 years. Look at verse number 13 with me, or listen with me. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, we're talking about being born again. And Peter says, gird up the loins of your mind. In other words, Peter said, get your mind in a position where you can hear and listen and learn. And that's what I'm expecting all of us to be able to do this night. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. That doesn't mean the opposite of being drunk on alcohol. That doesn't mean that at all. Be sober here means be sober-minded. Be straight-thinking. Be understanding what's going on in your own heart. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter is here in response to the fact of Jesus coming again. He said, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming. He hasn't come yet, but he is coming. And when he comes, all of us who are born again in the flash, in the twinkling of an eye, will be gone from here and be home with the Lord that fast, just that fast. But it has to be only those of us who have been born again. Those of us that have religion, no, you're going to stay right here. You practice your religion for as long as what you want. But you see, there's a real change in one's living pattern when you see verse number 13. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end. There's a change in one's future. There's a knowing the grace of God is given unto us because Jesus is coming. And I believe with all of my heart, it won't be long before he will be coming. There's not another prophecy that needs to be fulfilled. Not another one of them needs to be fulfilled before Jesus returns to take his church back home with him. Now listen to me. There is real hope of seeing Jesus, but only for those of us who are born again. That's the only ones that's going to see Jesus. You see, the trump is going to blow one of these days. It could blow even before I get done speaking to you on this subject tonight. It could blow at any instant. And only those of us who are born again are going to hear it. Those that have never been born again will never hear that trump blow because that trump will be blown for the church to be gathered out of this world. Oh, listen to me. Look at verse number 14 if you can. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance. Oh, now all of a sudden Peter says, we're now being called obedient children. You know that little phrase, obedient children, it causes for me to think back on my own childhood. I was not always an obedient child. And don't laugh. You were not always an obedient child either. I would hope that you'd have memories just like what I have. My mother is no longer in this world. She's gone. My father's home with the Lord. But my father used to stop me and say, hey, son, that's not right. You're not doing right. And there was times when I was not an obedient child to my own parents. But you see, Peter is talking about those of us who have been born again. And he says in verse number 14, as obedient children, and how are we going to be obedient? Not fashioning ourselves according to the former lusts in our ignorance. You see, until Jesus came and brought conviction to our soul for our sin, and until the instant that we stopped and bowed our head and trusted Christ to save us, listen to me now, listen to me. All of us, all that we were going by was the lust that we had in our ignorance. You see, there's two words that get misused and abused a whole lot in our world. Those two words are love and lust. Love is spelled L-O-V-E. Lust is spelled L-U-S-T. But there is a world of difference in the meaning of these two words. You see, lust is what we're talking about right here. The former lust in your ignorance. Those of us who have been born again know that there's still a problem with lust every once in a while, but we have the Lord Jesus that we can cry out to and forgive, ask him to forgive us of our sin and pick up and keep going again. You see, we don't live in the former lust like what we used to before we were trusted Christ as our Savior. Oh, listen, we have so much to look forward to as being born again. How does being born again change anyone? Oh, there are many, many changes that will take place only through those of us who have been born again. Those that have just religion, you'll never go through any of these changes, not so ever at all, because you need to hear the Spirit of God calling to you and convicting you of your sin, and you need to get so sick of your sin that you just don't know what else to do, and you finally just fall down and cry out to the Lord to forgive you of your sin and to save your soul. And before you get all those words done, you're going to know there's been a change took place in your heart. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's just how it is. You see, how is being born again change anyone? There are many changes, and that's what we're looking at tonight. Look at verse number 15. Oh, we now have a degree of holiness we have never known anything about being holy. Before God saved us, we didn't have the slightest clue what it meant to be holy. Not the slightest clue. We didn't know. But now, I'm talking to us that have been born again. I'm talking to us that know Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, we have something going for us, holiness. Verse number 15 says this, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And all manner of conversation doesn't mean just about the words that come out of your mouth. All manner of conversation means everything about you, every day, day in and day out. You see, we're supposed to be practicing holiness. You cannot practice holiness if you've never been born again, because holiness only comes to those of us who have trusted Christ to save our soul. That's the only ones that know anything about holiness. Only those of us that have met Christ, that have met God, we know what's going on because we've been born again. We know that there's been a change in our hearts like nowhere else has ever taken place before. Now listen to this. "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." Verse number 16. Oh, listen to this. "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." You'd have to go back to the book of Leviticus to find where that was first recorded in the Word of God for us, where God said, "Be ye holy because I'm holy." Oh, my soul, my soul, my soul. We now know that we belong to God without any question at all. You see, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy." And when that holiness begins to come out of us, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have been born again and we are a part of the family of God. We know that. There's no question about it. We know that. You see, it sure helps each of us in our daily living to practice holiness. Holiness. Those of us that have never trusted Christ, you don't know what I'm talking about, but I hope you listen tonight, because the Spirit of God will help you to understand these things that I'm talking to you about tonight. Now listen, look at verse number 17. "And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work," wow, we have been born again. Those of us who have trusted Christ, those of us who have repented of our sin and have trusted Christ to save us, we have been born again. And now we're reading where our Father in heaven is going to be the judge. He is the judge of all men everywhere. Boy, you better be on the right side of the judge. Listen to me. You better be on the right side of the judge. I'm talking right here in this world, right here in this day and age. You better be on the right side of the judge. You better be so. Oh, listen. Listen to the rest of this. "And yet, if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear." You know why? Because the day will come when you and I, as believers in Christ, the day will come when you and I, who have been born again and have trusted Christ to save us, the day will come when we will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be judged according to what we did with him in this life while we were here. Oh, look at that little word, sojourning. What that means is we're not in this world to stay. We're just passing through. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Hallelujah. I've been born again. I know that this world is not my last place to shop around. No, no. I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm glad for that. You see, our Father in heaven is the judge of every man. He is also our judge, and we must give account unto him. Pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Oh, my soul. Then we're given a daily reminder of what it means to be born again. Look, if you would, please, at verse number 18, if you have a Bible. Otherwise, just sit there and listen to me. I'll read it to you. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. Wow. Isn't that amazing? My daddy pastored and preached for 40-some-odd years. My daddy come to know Christ about the same time, I guess, that I did, about the same age. And my daddy was called to preach. When he was 25, that's how old I was when God called me to preach. But you know, I'm not ever going to get to heaven riding on daddy. No, no, no. I'm not ever going to get to heaven riding on my daddy. You see, the only way that I'm going to get to heaven, we're going to read about it here in another verse or two. It's going to tell us exactly how we're going to get to heaven. It's going to tell us exactly what it means to be born again. Let me read verse 18 again. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, that's the lifestyle of every lost man and woman. They're going by the tradition that they have been handed down to from their daddies and from their mamas and from their granddaddies and from their grandmamas. But that's not going to get anybody to heaven. Verse 19 says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, listen to me. Being born again means a radical change has taken place in my living. I know that to be a fact. I remember the night that my daddy led me to Christ. I remember that as if it just happened 5 minutes ago. I will never, ever forget that. Never, ever will I ever forget that. You see, I remember that because there was a big time change that took place in my life. Oh, listen, I had met the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that had lived here on this earth some 2,000 years before, the one who had taken my sin load upon himself and went to that old rugged cross and paid my sin debt. That's what he did with yours, too. He paid your sin debt, too. Oh, being born again brings a radical change to our living with the precious blood of Christ. Oh, my daddy knew all about the precious blood of Christ. He preached about the Lord Jesus for 44 years before God called him home. But just with his preaching about the blood of Christ for 44 years and with me so many years sitting there under his ministry, I could sit there and say, oh, amen, amen. But if I had never trusted Christ, if I had never been born again, I'll die and go straight into hell. That's the importance of listening to this. Listen, let me read verse 19 again. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. What does that verse mean, verse number 20? I'll tell you what it means. It means that Jesus was foreordained before the mud seals of this world were ever placed. Jesus already knew that he was going to come to this earth and live a perfect life, be condemned for every sin of man, and hang on the cross and die for every boy, every man, every girl that had ever been conceived. Everyone that's born has a sin load. Everyone. I don't care how cute that little baby is. That little baby was born with a sin debt attached to it. That's how it was with me. That's how it was with my daddy. That's how it was with my wife. That's how it was with everybody. That's how it was with you. You had a sin debt. And we could not pay our own sin debt. We couldn't do that. No way possible that we could pay our own sin debt. That's why before God ever laid the mud seals of this world, Jesus met with the Father and said, Father, I'll go and be your sacrifice for the sins of man. That was before God ever laid the mud seals of this world. Oh, by the way, it was the Lord Jesus himself that laid the mud seals of this world. Amen. Amen. I know Jesus was not even spoken about as far as being here until some 2,000 years ago when he came and was born of the Virgin. Then he was here. That's when all of the scribes and Pharisees made up their mind that they were going to hate him. They were going to kill him. They were going to do whatever they had to do to get rid of him because he was changing the whole world. The whole world was starting to follow him. And all they could think of was that's going to mean that Rome is going to come in here and take everything away from us. And they didn't like that. You see, verse 19 lays it down for us. Jesus came and shed his precious blood. He came as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Oh, I love that. I didn't trust Christ who lived 6,000 years ago. No, no. I trusted the Christ that lived 2,000 years ago, and we have his record in what's called the New Testament. We have his record, complete record of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the time that he was born, of the time that he became an adult, by the time that he was crucified. We have his record. We have his record so that it's easier for us to believe him than what it was for the prophets of old. They were all the time trying to figure out when it was that Jesus was coming. They wanted to try and figure it out, but they never could figure it out. Well, listen to me. Listen to the very mindset of our God in heaven regarding how we came to be born again. Verse number 20 says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. It was no surprise to God that Adam and Eve sinned when they were in the Garden of Eden. It was no surprise to God at all. God is an omniscient God. God knows everything. There is no surprise that has ever suddenly popped over and surprised the Lord God at all. None at all, because Jesus is just like his daddy. Just like the his father, Jesus is all-knowing. He knows it all. So there was no excuse. There was no way that Adam could get out of that. That day when Jesus came to walk in the cool of the garden to have fellowship with him. And Adam and Eve had both sinned and had covered themselves with fig leaves. I've been told that's a mighty dangerous, mighty painful way to try and dress your body, because that would have been some kind of an awful itch to have those fig leaves up against you like that. But that's what they did. They were trying to cover their wickedness. And then Jesus came walking in the cool of the garden, and Jesus called for Adam. Where art thou? Jesus already knew where they was at. Adam says, I'm over here. And was trying to hide myself because I was naked. And God already knew that what had taken place. So the Lord began to deal with Adam and caused for Adam to get to the point of could have repented. But instead, Adam said, oh, it's that woman you gave me, Lord. That's why I sinned. It's that woman you gave me. So when the Lord looked at Eve and said, is that what you did? She says, well, the serpent beguiled me. Neither one of them would take their own blame for what they had done. Well, that's probably why there's so many people today that don't want to take the blame for what they're doing as far as they're sinning against God. Listen, Jesus was foreordained to come, to be born of the Virgin, to take on the sins of every conceived person to ever be born, and to die in our place on that old rugged cross. That will blow your mind. You see, the love of God is something that cannot be explained and understood in the human mind. Even we born-again people cannot understand that. That love is so great. And thank God that Jesus loved us like what he did. Well, look at verse 23 with me. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Isn't that amazing? Jesus was talking to his disciples one day. Listen to what he said to one of his disciples in John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, Jesus is the only way we get into heaven. And Jesus is the living word of God. We have the written word of God that I'm preaching to you about through tonight, the authorized version. That's the written word of God. Jesus is the living word of God. Oh, listen to another verse of scripture. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says this. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the very way. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is the very way that you can know Christ and trust Christ and become born again, like me and like so many of other ones that are listening to me tonight. You need to be born again before you can ever think about going to heaven. If you're not born again and the trumpet sounds, you'll be left here behind, and you will be left here to live for the next 3.5 years in total peace. But then the following 3.5 years is going to be wartime like we cannot even begin to imagine. But if you would trust Christ to save your soul tonight, if you bow your head, you hear him speaking to your heart, you know that you're carrying a sin load. You need to stop and bow your head and speak to the Lord. He's wanting to hear you. Let him know that you're sorry for your sin. Let him know that you need Christ to save your soul. And you know what? You're going to know that he's done it. That's just how it works. That's just how it works. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. The authorized version. The AD 1611 King James Bible is the authorized version. And that is the very word of God that I trust and I read and I study all the time. There are no fairy tales in this. There are no places where you read the backwards side of any of these stories. This book tells it to you straight. Straight, straight, straight. Oh, listen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, verse number 25 says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen and amen. Listen, do you know Christ as your personal Savior tonight? I'm going to have a little music right here to help you to understand. You need to understand to the Lord. You need to listen to the Lord. You need to listen to him. And Brother Ken, you're supposed to be getting that song going for me, if you would, please. Well, and I will greatly appreciate it. There we go.
Amazing. How the sound that saved a wretch like me. I want But now I'm found.
Is what that is. 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, just one word, Georgia, 31501. And I want to thank each one of you that has listened tonight. You see, it's so very important for you to understand the importance of being born again. Nicodemus knew that his religion wouldn't give him eternal life. He knew that. So he came to Jesus with questions. And Jesus had one answer back to him. He said, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." Let's pray, and then Brother Ken, I'll turn this over to you. Our Father, thank you so much for being with us this night. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for the convicting power of the Spirit of God falling on so many hearts tonight. I would plead with you that you'd help each one of us to listen to you and help each one to do exactly what we need to do to find that peace with you this night. And we'll sure enough thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Brother Ken.
All right, and the mics are open here at 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You can ask your questions, give your comments, what have you. So mics are open. Six, your mic's open. Emily, any questions or comments? Don't be shy, everybody. I'll let you know it was a good message there, Brother Quick.
Well, thank you, Brother Ken.
It was a definite
good message.
Me too. I
thought it was wonderful.
Thank you. But just listen to the Lord and do what the Lord tells you to do tonight.
Amen.
Kenny, did I hear you say Six was on tonight?
Yeah, he's on tonight.
Hello,
I don't know
brother.
If he got his coffee. Don't know if you got your coffee yet, Six, but you're on. You're live.
I think he forgot his coffee tonight there, Ken.
Yep, that's the way it appears. All right.
I better not pick on Big Bro too much. That might get me in hot water.
Hey, you don't want to do that around Quick, Brother Quick too much. He'll come up with a good sermon for you.
I pick on Brother Quick too much. That might get me in hot water, too.
Yep, that's for sure. I found out the hard way. You don't want to be doing things, bad stuff, because he don't mind preaching right at you.
like that one time you told me about, Ken.
Yep. I know. He did it to me. Experience.
Experience teaches very well not to do again.
Yep.
Did you ever tell Brother Quick that Eric Martin got right with God?
That's at least what last I heard, but I'm not sure. Because I know he was jumping around the cults for a while, but I'm not sure. That his mom and them said he got straightened out, but I'm not sure how that is.
What was his name?
Eric Martin. You remember Eric, the one I used to hang around with?
Oh, yes. I remember Eric.
Yeah, for a while there, we had broke up friendship because I wasn't going to hang around him with him running around to the Mormons and the JWs and stuff. And I said, I ain't dealing with that. So you want to run around with these, want to run with cults, I'm not doing that. And then recently, according to his mom and him, he had gotten away from that and he started going back with the Lord. So it's like, you know, hey, he needs to make up his mind, that's for sure.
Right.
So, all right. Well, since we gave Six a chance and he hasn't got his coffee, what we're going to do, we're going to let Ruthie give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here tonight.
Lord, we love and praise your name, and thank you for Brother Quick and his ministry, and just continue to help him as he preaches for you, and the Holy Spirit works hard. I can tell you just really working hard so that people find you in time, and we can't wait to see you in the rapture. We love you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Want to remind everybody, of course, about if you want to keep shows like this on the air, we'd like to remind you that there's two methods you can contribute. If you use PayPal, you go to PayPal and enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter in the amount of your love gift, And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and the good Lord will bless you. Amen. And I want to invite people to tomorrow night's show, Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, Bible College on the Air with no homework. Amen. And then, of course, open programming on Saturday and the Sunday Gospel Show at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Great programming always here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want to invite everybody. And so for Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, Brother Six, Brother Quick, and all the rest of the gang, say God bless and catch you tomorrow.
Have a good sleep, everybody.
And how fast you gonna catch us?